Talking Travel with Sarah and Ed. With Tropical Sky, experience amazing Thailand. From soft sandy beaches and mouth-watering food to the paradise of Phuket and charm of Chiang Mai. Your perfect holiday to amazing Thailand awaits with tropicalsky.ie.
Sarah Slattery is the travel expert. Ed Finn is from edfinntravels.com. And talking about Greece today.
Yeah, Greece is becoming more and more popular, and I think you only have to look at the flights, the amount of flights from Ireland to kind of see that. I think years ago you might have got a flight to Crete and Corfu. Now you've got Shannon, Corfu, Cork, Rhodes, I think Cork, Corfu as well. And then loads from Dublin. You've got Thessaloniki on the mainland. You've got Athens, of course. You've got Rhodes. You've got Santorini, Kos. I mean, there's so many flights. Akinthos.
Yeah.
There's just so many different flights, direct flights, particularly during the summer. So really, really lots a choice for people looking for something different to Spain and Portugal, but still have that same sort of traditional holiday feel. So today we're just going to talk a little bit about the undiscovered Greece, the places that you may not have thought of. And one that I suppose I really, really liked is, it's not necessarily undiscovered, but for a lot of people, Hania in Crete. It's the other side of Crete, not the kind of crazy teenage nightlife part that you'd see. And this is over on the east coast, and Ryanair fly directly into Hania, and there's some gorgeous old kind of Venetian towns there, Rethymnon and Hania. And also I noticed TripAdvisor actually launched the best beach, or said last week that the best beach in Europe was there, Elephantsi Beach, a pink beach in Crete. So it's a really lovely part of Greece to explore. Lovely for couples, friends who don't want really, really lively, but lots of great restaurants, bars and really, really pretty towns.
Still something to do.
Gorgeous. Yeah. I loved it. Absolutely couldn't recommend it highly enough.
Okay.
There's a beautiful place, right, that I discovered a few years ago in the North Aegean, right? It's known as, it's called Alonissus, and it's kind of overshadowed by its better known neighbours, I suppose, Skalopolis and Skiathos, which you've heard of.
This doesn't sound real.
It's all Greek to me. It's all Greek to me.
It's like you're winning birds of a feather. Sharon, what was her surname? Theodopolis.
I know. There's a lot of opolises in Skopolis. Yeah, so Skopolis and Skiathos, right? But Alonissus was first catapulted, I suppose, into kind of the international scene in 92, because they established the first national marine park right there. And this was a really big deal. It's the biggest, largest protected marine area in Europe. And it shelters all these critically endangered species like the monk seal, the plus dolphins and loads of whales and rare seabirds. Like, a lot of people don't know about it. Now, there's daily boat trips to the parks. There's 28 islands, so you can swim from the beach at the Kyra Panagia Island, right, which is just beautiful. And that belongs in the distance, Mount Athos, of course, the famous Mount Athos. And the Monastery of the Virgin Mary is there. That's open to the public. And that's inhabited by two monks, Father Chariton, and he was previously a chef in Camden Town.
Took it all up
to go to Greece. But it's really cool, right? They also have, it's the first ever Greek underwater museum. They have a perfectly preserved shipwreck, goes back to 425 BC on the bed. You can see that as well. It's a really beautiful place. Like, you can go scuba diving, snorkeling. The marine park is stunning. And if you look it up, it's A-L-O-N-I-S-S-O-S. It's loads of forested treks. It's not necessarily what you think of. Sort of, it's dozy unfussiness, if you like, that kind of relaxed. And it's the real Greece for me.
Temperatures in Greece can get very, very high, can't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. July and August. I mean, I was there in May, I think, and September. So, yeah, no, boilers. Yeah. So it can be.
The only thing is, I mean, it gets very hot. Look at Spain last year. We had 40 degrees
everywhere.
Apart. So, like, you just can't predict the weather anymore.
Yeah.
And
true.
I suppose traditionally northern Greece, you know, Corfu, Akinthos, you know, would have usually milder temperatures than like Rhodes or Crete down the south. But again, like, it's just impossible to predict. Last couple of years, October has been really, really nice. So, and great value if you wanted to go kind of later on in the year.
Just on the, what I was saying there about Alonissus, right? Where to stay, there's a lovely, the Hotel Yalas is gorgeous, doubles from about €75 bed and breakfast. And above Patiri, there's a beautiful swimming pool and bar, right? So, and they have a fabulous breakfast buffet. There's another place, the Atrium Alonissus, right? Doubles from €80. Bed and breakfast again, and again, beautiful views. But the other place that I just wanted to mention, right, which is fabulous as well, Hydra. Now, this is a gorgeous little Greek island. It's in the Saronic Gulf, really popular for people who want a tranquil escape, known for kind of car-free streets, beautiful port area, stunning neoclassical architecture. It offers a really, it's a completely unique kind of experience. Now, again, the historical significance is big. It's attracted people like Leonard Cohen, Sophia Loren loves it there. That was one of of her go to spots because nobody knew who she was there. Because, and it's not far from Athens Piraeus, Hydra, and you will absolutely love it again. Same kind of prices, but I'd say probably one of the best Greek islands. When you do all the Paros and Ios and all that, very tranquil, but lovely. When you get you know, a little bit more mature like me, that's what you want, a bit of tranquil.
A couple of years ago, I went through the Cyclades, which was amazing. Like Paros, Naxos, all the islands in the middle, which you can't fly directly to, but you can get to from Athens or you can get the boat across. But a lot of the Mykonos and Paros are very well known. But one of the ones, a bit like Hydra, I'd say, that blew me away completely was Milos. Beautiful little tiny island like that. Now, you can get a car there, Trina, and drive around. Well, definitely on the top part. But anyway, one of the most incredible beaches, Serakiniko Beach, it's also called Moon Beach, is there. Just this massive white rock, like one of the most incredible places I think I've ever watched the sunset in my life. So Milos was totally undiscovered for me. I really wished we had longer there. Loved it. Couldn't recommend it highly.
What would you do? How long would you spend if you were there, sir?
Well, what we did, we went to Paros first. We did four nights in Paros, four nights in Milos, or three nights in Milos, I think. And then four nights in Santorini at the end, and we got boats between the two. But actually, I would have spent longer in Milos if I'd known. You can actually get these tiny little boats and go to all the places that the beaches that you can't get to by land. Yeah. And you can actually, you don't have to be a sailor or a licensed or anything. You can just get these little boats and go yourself. There's loads of cool stuff you can do there that we just didn't get around to. But yeah, absolutely loved Milos.
Do you know what we're desperate at when we go on holidays? We book somewhere for a week and we stay there and we never move around or do, like you mentioned, four nights someplace, three nights another place, because the whole the repacking the bags and all. But we should be a bit more adventurous,
yeah,
really.
Well, I mean, the thing, funny, Hydra, as you, I was saying, it's car free. So you can walk, cycle, or you can go on donkeys, right? Like that's what they do. So you think you're back in biblical times. It has beautiful beaches as well, right? Like you have Vikos, Kamina, Bishti, and there's Agios Nikolas. You can get a boat from the main town to some of those beaches as well. It's also famous for a beautiful monastery, the Prophet Elias Monastery, and you can hike up to that with amazing views. So it's really like something kind of, it's like time stood still, really, you know. So Trina, donkey or bike or walking?
I don't think the donkey would be too happy with me on his back somehow.
You'd be like Mary coming into Bethlehem.
Okay, so there you have it, some undiscovered places to go to in Greece. And Ed, have you a website we can have a look at?
Yeah, it's visitgreece.gr.
And I have a great website if you are planning island hopping, 20 top tips how to island hop in Greece on the web, thetravelexpert.ie as well.
Go on, Sarah, get your own plug in. See you next week.
Thanks a million.
Talking travel with Sarah and Ed with Tropical Sky. Experience amazing Thailand, from soft sandy beaches and mouth-watering food to the paradise of Phuket and charm of Chiang Mai. Your perfect holiday to amazing Thailand awaits with tropicalsky.ie.